morning or good afternoon to you, depending where you're listening in the world. I'm Kara O'Connor, and welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divinity. I'm here for these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary change that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question, the biggest thing that's on your mind at this time. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we're going through a new studio, and so if Benny has a little bit of delay of getting the callers on, don't just hang in there. Just work with him. He's doing his best, and we'll get to all of your calls. And we do take the calls after the first break, and that's when you could dial 1-800-930-2819. And we'll all work together to get this transition, new beginnings with the KKNW into the new office, off to a great start. I wanted to talk about free teleclasses. I've been guided to give some free teleclasses for the rest of the year. So the next one is tomorrow, May 10th. And if you're not available, understand it's going to be on replay, and you can listen to it. And then on Tuesday, May 24th, it is from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is where we're going to open our hearts to create heaven on earth now. And I've said that many times, that this is the theme of the year 2011, for us to step into our mastery, to look beyond the illusions of chaos and fear, and for us to really open up our hearts and to create heaven, whatever that means to us, on earth right now. And so we're going to all gather and think of that saying, when two or more gather, or with the faith of the mustard seed, you can move mountains. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to gather, and our intent is to bring more peace, more abundance, more happiness, more breaking through the veil energy, and helping each and every single one of us to stand in more empowered posture. And so that is creating heaven on earth now. Again, free teleclasses, and we're going to do very powerful attunements toward the end where we're going to open up our heart chakra and really activate different parts of it, creating clearer pathways in the heart chakra. So that is, the first one is tomorrow, May 10th, and the next one is Tuesday, May 24th. And again, it's 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you're not able to make it, you can sign up and get all the information and listen to it at your own convenience. And you can re-listen to the attunements over and over again. We have the date for the next Mini Light Stream Live. That is April 22nd, Friday night from 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wait a minute. We're in May. Sorry. May the 20th. Good gosh. I'm all out of it. From 6 to 9. And so that will be coming up pretty soon. And you don't have to be in person. You can do this on the telephone. This is where everyone gets a reading. Everyone's guaranteed a reading. People love it. They get information out of other people's readings. We sit and everyone shares the information. You get your own personal reading. And I do remind people, because we are in a group, I'm not going to bring up super personal things and embarrass you in front of anybody or everybody. And so you don't have to worry about that. So that is May 20th on 6 to 9. And if you do call in on the telephone, I'm aware that it is 3 hours, and so I read the people on the telephone first. So you can choose to stay on if you have Skype and it doesn't cost you anything, or if you have a good phone plan. But otherwise, I do make it convenient for those people that are on the telephone. And our next gathering is on Friday, May 6th, and that is, I mean, June 3rd, sorry, and that is from 7 to 9. We just had one this Friday, May 6th, and it was very, very powerful. And so if you want to listen to the MP3, because we had a very powerful attunement, you can get those classes. They're, you can listen to them on replay. You get an MP3, and you get to listen to those, again, powerful attunements. The energies that are coming down now are unbelievable. And I'm running a special. I had to, my May newsletter is coming up this week, but I'm just going to give you a preview of what it was about. My guides told me to throw gold coins energetically into people's energy fields, my clients that I was doing sessions with. And so after we opened up space, I would energetically throw a gold coin in their energy field to see how they would react to receiving money in particular. And 9 out of 10 people refused it. And so it was really kind of amazing to me. And these are people that have an awareness of energy, that they have been working our intention, are aware of The Secret, are all the different books out with Laws of Attraction, Create Your Vision Board, Look on Your Abundance, Accept Abundance. And what it really showed us, or me and us when I'm sharing with it, is that the deep subconscious collective unconscious patterns that could still be affecting us And so it was really interesting because every single person was different. The first woman, she, when I put the gold coin in her energy field, it went right into her second chakra and it left a burn mark, like it was like the money burned her. And her theme in her family was, you get burned if you have money, or you can get burned if you have money. The second person, it's like they had their arms wide open to catch it, then all of a sudden their arms disappeared. And he has troubles with receiving money, and his family experienced bankruptcy, so there was a real lot of trauma. So everything disappears, all support disappears, was his theme that he was working on and still had subconscious blocks to it. And that was also, again, collected. The collective subconscious themes were profoundly affecting. And the next person, she bent over and she was turned into the fetal position, and she was, her energy body was saying, I took vows of poverty, I took vows of poverty. And obviously she didn't do it in this life, but obviously in other lifetimes she took vows of poverty, and that were fully active still in her energy field. And so she was blocking out money from coming in her energy field. And I did this over and over and over to people, and it was just amazing to me that finally I had one person that was ready to accept and receive it. And even I count her as the one person that received, when, again, 99% of the people didn't. She put a softball glove on her hand to catch it, so she still had a residual protection when she wasn't able to just accept the money and bring it in. She had to have some sort of protection. So what does that all mean to all of us? It means that we are reaching this point right now that it's really a good opportunity for us to look at where we can have subconscious patterns that are blocking us, our own family generational patterns, our own themes in our lifetime that can be blocking us in our energy field. And what fascinated me is that everyone held it in different parts of their energy field. And so it was really fascinating. So I wrote a whole newsletter about it, because what I'm watching, especially through the month of May and June, we really are working with our money issues on a subconscious, unconscious level. They're being brought up to the forefront, so a lot of people are having fear about money. But this is where we want to be empowered, and we want to look at this as a great time to turn around and get rid of and unplug our deeply seated fears about money or blocks. And this literally blocks in the pathway. I saw people's energy fields become like just a wide open tube that wasn't being able to collect any money. So money came to them, but it went through them, and they weren't able to gather any of it. So it was a really fascinating little experience there. And so I started money readings, is what I'm excited to bring. And there's a special on them for $40. And so what I will do is read your energy field and show you exactly what happens when you are reading money. And then we clear the blocks out. And then I created 5 new exercises or attunements that I'm encouraging you to work with for up to 60 days, because when we're clearing out pathways to create a new narrow pathway in our brain, it takes up to 21-8 days, they showed in science. But this is where we're going through the energy bodies, and so we want to do it up to 60 days. So I will give you the tools that are working with your energy fields. I will pick the new attunements that are related to your blocks, where you held them in your centers, what center you held it in, them in. And so what it does is allows you to continue with what the reading is. So the money readings are a new service. They're only $40, and it gives you a lot of information. I just started doing this last week, and people are really responding amazingly with it, because they just didn't understand why they've done all their laws of attraction, they've done all their vision boards, they've done it for years, and that money piece, they just can't, they're having issues bringing it in. And again, all our information is in our energy field, and so it makes sense if we ask the energy field what's going on, and then we are shown such deeply ingrained patterns, and then if we understand, too, that we're working with the collective subconscious pattern that affects all of us, like the money is the root of all evil, or money is dirty, or you can't be spiritual and have money. So this is what we're working on collectively through this whole year, pretty much. That's the theme of creating heaven on earth. But individually, when we understand this, we can really go and work with it. To me, it's like doing microsurgery on your energy field and clearing those pathways and unplugging from those belief systems and creating literally new pathways within your energy field. And well, money is energy, and it is the equal exchange of energy that we use now, or it's an exchange of energy that we use in this lifetime right now. And so there's nothing dirty or evil about it, but we have so many blocks with it. And so those are the money readings. And again, they're a special this month for $40. And you get a CD of your energy. You get a picture of how your energy field reacted. And you get energy attunements to continue the clearing that I did during the reading. So those are the money readings. And we also have the flower essences on special. This month, you could check out the website. It's my cue. You'll listen to the Kara Conn Show. Be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines, and you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we're there to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Yeah, we certainly are, and again, I want to let everybody know out there in listener land and KKNW land and the Kerry O'Connor land, I should say, we are in a temporary studio, so please bear with me on, like, trying to push the right buttons. We're doing as best that we can, and I'm learning on a brand new piece of equipment, too. So this is fun for me. It's keeping my eyes wide open for the day. Absolutely.
And you're doing a fine job, Benny.
Thank you, Kerry. I appreciate that. All right. Well, let's give this a try. So we'll start things off with Bryn. He's calling in from Somerville, Massachusetts. He's had a question for you, Kerry, about maybe relocating. Should he do it now? Should he do it some other time? So let's bring him on. Bryn, are you there?
Yeah. Great. Hi, Benny.
Welcome to the show. Hi. Thank you.
Hey, Kerry. How you doing?
Hi, Bryn. How you doing?
How are you? Yeah, I just wanted to ask about relocating.
Relocating?
In the near or distant future from where I live.
Okay. But you're not talking about out of state, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, you guessed what? Yes, out of state or?
Oh, it feels like it might be out of state. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Do you have a lease coming up over the summer?
September.
Okay, all right. Let's just see an end of summer, September energy. Yeah, I do see that there's, it looks like though that you, when it gets to end of, September, you could go to a, what I call those bridger places, where as you're gathering and making your, testing out different, areas that you feel like it's at home, you might be, in a month to month kind of place. And are you looking more down towards south? Where are you looking?
Well, I don't know. I thought, yeah, that this like North Carolina.
I was just going to say North Carolina. The
Southwest,
North Carolina.
Too. I don't know. South.
Yeah. Your energy first brought me down to North Carolina and the Carolina borders, but definitely North Carolina was number one is what your energy showed me. Or I should say your body started pointing down toward out of Mass and down into like the North Carolina area. And to areas that definitely are there's a lot of pockets in North Carolina that have a lot of metaphysical and alternative healing and
right.
all that. So I see you doing your homework over there. And then as far as the Southwest, I see right now your energy is like teeter-tottering. And so that might be where you make a plan to go down out to the Southwest, but it's it takes a little bit to get grounded there. So that would be like going out, visiting, seeing, checking out, or energetically checking out a couple of places before
right.
you make the big move out there. But the actually, it's kind of interesting because when I see you, the more you are positioning yourself or your energy body, when I'm seeing you at the thought of moving and getting out, all of a sudden it looks like you have these great big eagle wings and are all across your back and feeling really expanded. So are you really feeling stuck there as far as in Mass or that you've
kinda,
had your time there?
Yeah, kind of hemmed in. Yeah, a bit.
Yeah. And do you have some sort of connection or community that you already know down in North Carolina as far as family or group or any kind of association?
No,
with anything?
No one in either place, you know.
Okay. All right. I would check on the internet because this is what I'm seeing you doing. Going down to people that are either like in association, you know how if you're a Reiki master that you could go into the state and see where there's other Reiki gatherings, and as long as you're a master or that you're a Reiki attuned,
yeah.
you could go to the tunings. So it looks like something like that, like there's some sort of organization. It could be massage therapist or that kind of thing. So I definitely look on the internet and start making connections that way as far as any alternative groups gathering. A friend of mine moved from Mass to Vermont, and he said that there's all these places that they that he joined, that when he was new to the area, and they all gathered together monthly, and they call it pay it forward. So if somebody needs their house painted, or somebody needs their taxes done, or somebody needs, it's like this whole everyone gathers and everyone gets a turn of what for the person needs. And he said it's really, really great. It's really cool, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And so I saw my friend Ben's face over coming into your face, so it could be something like literally a guy named Ben that is helpful. At the bridger, and but I would definitely let your finger do the walk in whenever I see that. That means emailing, going down, checking, and really connecting with people and organizations that you are already affiliated with, and seeing what's down there, what kind of groups that you could be associated with, and then going and trying it out. It's really important that we energetically feel it out. And again, when I see your energy stretch and you turn into the eagle wings, that's really good. And especially the way it frees your back, it looks like it opens up the back of your heart chakra. And I'm seeing these bands get taken off. And then I'm noticing your throat, in particular, your throat chakra. It looks like a symbolic egg is in your throat chakra. And if it stays, it's looking like a block. If it stays, and it feels like it can't move. You know what I mean? So there's
right.
a real growth process right there. And sometimes we've just done our time in a certain place. It's like we feel like we're cooked or done, because I just heard an egg, timer going off. And so
right.
you're cooked, you're done, you did your time up there, you've anchored the energy in for yourself, you've anchored the energy into the land, and so you're cooked, you're done. So then that the eagle wing also goes into, whenever I see the seesaw energy that looks like it's 50-50, it's not like there's a right or wrong place. I do see the Southwest could be down later down the road. North Carolina, again, looks like it's first to check out. We could go to bridger places, but when somebody's weighing out something and it looks like it's almost like an equal, again, like a seesaw or the or the scales of justice is one of my symbols too. That means that there's not a place that absolutely is much better for you energetically. Sometimes places literally affect our energy field. Like when I was down south, I really noticed that it would be very hard for me to live in certain pockets of the south, like Alabama or that kind of thing. It just
wasn't right for
my energy field. It was nothing wrong with the state. It's just me and the energy. So, and actually, I just heard, because I know that there's astrologers that do relocation.
Astrocartography, I think it's called.
Yeah. Did you think about getting that done? Because I would definitely check that out, because I know that would be a good thing, because they literally look at your energy chart and see the top places for you. And that's for all of us. Whenever we know that we could ground and expand, and especially with your energy, because you go way up and out, and you're very much connected to your spiritual bodies, that when we could ground, and there's different with that electromagnetic, that's why I feel so much more comfortable out in the East Coast, because they're electromagnetic, so like zero, and it's really easy for me. I feel very much more at home out in the East Coast than the West Coast. And so I know what my chart would say would be anywhere out in the East Coast would be good for me.
So you don't see me, signing the lease in September, right?
If it's a lease, it's like a month to month. If it's a thing, it's that looks like it's very, because I'm seeing you say, let's make a deal, and that it feels like there's a lot more freedom there. I know a lot of people are making more deals as far as not signing long leases and stuff like that. And so as far as a lease down in North Carolina, do you mean?
No, here.
If you sign it, it goes to month to month. It doesn't feel like yearly. You know what I mean? Or something about it. Or it's like from now to like the end of the year. But if you don't have a whole year lease, it's like you're able to make a deal with the person that, you know what I mean? Acceptable to that, especially if you give them enough notice and let them know what's going on right now, that they would rather have somebody in than out, and they know when, when you want to get out. So I would definitely check it out. And actually, you know what? I keep on seeing, Bryn, this guy coming to the right side of you. So I would just really put it out there to the universal energies and to any kind of group or organization that you're with, that you're looking at expanding and making a move, because a lot of people are feeling this urgency kind of deal to move. And sometimes it's more of an energetic thing where we got to move, and it's actually their energy field is moving. It doesn't mean a physical move, but I see somebody coming next to you that could you can make the journey together. And it seems like there's fast friends, very quickly fast friends, and that they're also going through a similar thing of that emergence as far as like a butterfly out of a cocoon. And so, again, I would just put it out there. It just makes it a lot easier. But I'd make the connections go there, and it does look like you're putting the energy down into North Carolina. Alrighty?
All right. Very good. Thanks, Carrie.
Yes, you're welcome. Have a good night. And good night. Good day and good night and good afternoon.
All of those.
Plain old good old year.
Yeah, right? All right, let's take another call. We'll actually head off to, let me get my cursor here. Sorry about that. Like I said, we were in different directions here in the new studio. Marie has called in from Seattle, and she has also a question about relocating. Maybe it's somewhere local, too. It seems to be like the topic for today. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so Marie, welcome.
Thanks so much, Benny and Carrie. Thanks. You know, my house that I'm in is just no longer affordable, and there's something in it that I just don't know if there's a block. There's going to be a block in selling my house. And, where I'm going, what I can afford.
Right. The biggest block, Marie, I'm seeing in your energy field, when I put your house on, like, the seesaw thing, I see the right side of the house, which means your whole right side of your energy field is way up in the air. And so, and it literally has little feet, and that's when you turn into your 2 to 4 years old. And so, and you really want to ground our house. So I tell people all the time, when they're selling your house, you act like your house is a living, breathing thing, because it is. The wood is energy. Everything is energy. It holds an energy signature, and you want to clear the energy signature out, especially when you're in the middle of transition, because that house, when it's tilted, it'd be it's picking up, like, the worst spirit. It's going to be harder to sell, right? And so you could just visualize the spine of the house, the middle of the house, as if, like, it's literally a spine, and see it as gold, and see it has, like, liquid gold, and watch it expand through this whole physical house, just to go through the walls, go through the all around the physical house and going around all your property and put it like under this dome, this golden dome, and it literally gives it an energy signature where people get pulled into the gold dome areas more than everybody else's, because a lot of people are going through this mourning process because they paid high and they're going to have to sell a low, or all, they just start feeling the moving. So the biggest thing for you is to balance the energy, because then I see your right side of your energy up in the air too. And as far as I see, this is a good move, because I am seeing your whole back. It has like the fanny pack things in your back, and it looks like it's all swollen with grief, and it's right on your lower L4, L5, and it looks like it's getting bigger. And so that could literally cause you issues with your back if you don't get the fanny pack off, where you feel the stress of the house, and that is you're starting to energetically carry it on your back. And so think of this as flipping the channel, flipping the switch, or saying, you know what, the house served its purpose, and now instead of looking at it as I can't afford this anymore, and then even subconsciously look at it as something like I'm just seeing guilt, shame, those kind of words, just say that it's, again, served its purpose, and then get excited about new beginnings. I know so many people that are getting out of their homes, and they want the flexibility of even renting, or they figure they'd never even buy again because they want to have flexibility of not being owned by a house anymore. And so I'm watching you do that at least for a while. It might be that you could own down the road, but at least have an energetic flexibility. But the biggest thing that you want to do is that I'm seeing you spin clockwise in circles, and feeling like it's like a room you can't get out of. So first you want to do is stop, drop, and ground. You know, ground your energy out. Look at this. Change the way you're seeing this, and that this is cutting you free from all the weight of the financial responsibilities. And I also see that it's going to sell quick. Is your area, is it not really affected by
it's not up for sale. I'm just preparing it now, and I'm excited about where I'm looking. I'm a little nervous about being able to afford something with the proceeds that I get out of this house.
Right.
But I'm very excited about getting out and moving on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good. So do the gold dome around the house. Do the gold dome around the house, and that would be, because I'm seeing, and I don't know if it looks like your area, some areas that houses are staying for 3 to 4 or 5 years, you know. It looks like your area is fast. Oh, yeah, there's different parts of the country that houses are on the market for years, right? And so I'm seeing that you're not going to have that issue, so that's the good thing. And that's the up in the air energy is your concern. Or am I going to be able to afford where I'm going? Right. And that's where I'm telling you to really get excited and go into a place that you know that you would afford easily. You know what I mean? That it's not going to be an issue of affording, and that even if it's a place that is that you get to an area that you like and that you're feeling it out, and this is where you want to plant roots or whatever, or your house sells so fast that you you don't have a place that feels quite like home, be willing to do it like what I said to Bryn, the Bridger place, because you don't want to be forced yourself into a place and then have it be where it's another weight on you, because this is what you're leaving behind. It's like being able to have the energetic flexibility to create our home is where our hearts live, and so we want to feel grounded, and we want to feel it as not something that weighs us down, you know what I mean? And so to be able to have a whole new opportunity of saying, this is a new part of my life, new chapter, I could, you know, flip and go anywhere where I want to go, and just really take in that flexibility. Again, it's like that wing expansion thing that's looking at everything different, because your core first and second chakra in particular is pulling you a bit to the back, to the past. And that's what you want to look at, past things, and it's going to be past life influences, and it's on God's side of where it's like leaving you up in the air. And so that's what you want to clear out. And I'm hearing my cue right now, and this is, so I'm going to go to a break, and thank you, Maria, for calling. And we're going to, you listen to the Kara Connor Show. We'll be right back. You short messages.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients, mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we're here taking your phone calls to the top of the hour. And the number you can dial is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, let's go to the phones.
Well, do. Let's do this again. And I appreciate everybody out there in Kara O'Connor land, I should say. We are working with a new board today in studio. It's a temporary studio as well, so my apologies if people are hearing things behind the scenes and or vice versa. We are doing the best that we can, and that's how technology works, sometimes in our favor and sometimes not in our favor.
That's right.
I know. So let's bring back – well, actually, let's start a new call. Michelle from Pennsylvania, she's calling in, and her question is, her husband, is there going to be a possibility of him moving up in his career? So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Well, you know, it's kind of a move up in the career, but he really has not really closed any business anytime lately.
Can you say that again, Michelle? He's what?
He's in sales, and he hasn't closed any business anytime lately.
Okay.
And they're restructuring and stuff at work, so he's really kind of getting a little nervous.
Right.
And his name is, his name is Ed. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you his name.
That's all right.
So is there any possibility of him closing anything soon, or what should he do?
Yeah, and his dad has crossed over?
His dad has, yeah.
Yeah, his dad comes in strong enough. So actually, your dad's crossed over, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm seeing the two dads coming in. Ed's coming in first, and he's showing me Mr. Ed. Do you remember that show with the horse, the talking horse? All right, and he's putting it on Ed's right side. In horse medicine, as far as like an animal totem or working with this medicine spirit of horse, it's all about inner spirit and inner reserve and being grounded and being able to feel like the freedom. And just imagine like the horse is used for balance. They're doing it with kids that have special needs, for elderly. I work with a lot of clients that are horse trainers that are working, doing amazing things with helping people balance the right side and left side of the brain. And so the talking horse is probably for the, and actually he's looking at, he's giving your husband the number 555. So think of this is the month of May, month of five, and over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks, I do see him doing a deal or a closing deal. And I also, the dad is giving him the horse to give him the spirit, to give him an opportunity to really make some changes in his life, to feel grounded, to feel supported, to feel literally the support from, the universal mother, father, God, whatever that means to him, and to really get grounded, and to, because I keep on seeing your husband turn into four legs, and then he looks like Mr. Ed. And so he's also trying to bring in humor to your husband's life. But I'm also watching that the other people around in your husband's business, that he's not the only one that's not closing deals, because I'm seeing, I just heard your father, yell like he's in good company. So meaning that a lot of people might be having trouble and issues closing deals. So it's not like he's the only one with a big old flashlight on him or a magnifying glass saying that he's not closing any deals. So it's a lot of people are having trouble or issues with that. So bottom line, I do see him closing deals, because I see this Betty Crocker golden seal of approval. That's my symbol of yes, closing deals. And then he gets on a roll. It's like he gets... feels like he's back in the driver's seat again, where I saw him on a treadmill before. And so part of that is the economy. Part of that is just a timing thing, as far as literal timing, as far as like the seasonal timing. And part of it's like this cosmic timing. So this is a good time for him to, again, clear out the fears, talk about his worst fears and nightmares, because this year in particular, we're noticing our what comes around goes around faster, and it's for us to be able to clear it out, not to be able to step into our worst nightmare and contract our energy. It's to be able to work with the energies that are coming down and really transmute our fears, our old, deeply ingrained patterns. And because the dads came in really strong, I'd encourage both of you to think about money and security, and what were the messages that you guys both received from your parents, both of them, but dads in particular, as far as job, career, flow, and money and security. And so, and take what resonates with you and throw out the rest. Because I'm seeing your dad handing you lemon that looks bitter, and I'm seeing you adding sugar to it. And so there's that old saying, when you can get lemon, you can either make lemonade or get bitter. And so I'm seeing you add the sugar. So that shows me that you are here to break generational patterns, and that and make lemons out of lemonade. And that means staying more in the now, being that positive, and Ed kind of follows your lead, because then I see you walking the horse. So it's like kind of leading him energetically in that direction where he can feel much more secure. So things are changing, and this is the month of that. It's a major turnaround, and it's going to affect him for over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, into the next 5 months, and in a positive way. Okay?
Okay, that is wonderful. I really appreciate that.
Okay, very good, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks, for Michelle, for calling in to the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819 is the number here. And Angel is waiting or has been waiting patiently in Seattle. And again, I appreciate Angel for letting us know what's going on behind the scenes. Apparently, I had some buttons pushed down earlier at the last break, and she heard everything. I hope I was clean. That's all that matters. So, Angel, welcome to the show. And your question actually is about staying in the local area, correct?
Correct.
Wow.
Great,
hi,
cool.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks, Benny.
You're Hello. Welcome. Hi, Angel. How are you?
I'm doing much better. I love Seattle, and it's kind of with the theme of your previous callers about my home front, my housing situation. I'm in an area where I'm in nature, but the people that I'm renting from, it's just they're kind of toxic, and they're I think internal squabbles, and I just really don't feel supported. I feel that there's another place somewhere in Seattle, so I don't want to impose my impression. I want to see what kind of you see for me.
Okay. What I'm seeing is that you are going to a place that still looks like it's in nature. It doesn't look like it's very far from where you are right now. And if I am literally have an aerial view of where you're going, so pretend that you have an aerial view of your house, and then I get pulled toward the left side, and I feel like almost it's like a stone's throw, but it's within like 20 miles, and 20 miles, 20 minutes over in Connecticut, we do a mile a minute, so that's my that gauge that I go through. And but it seems very, there's some sort of water connection, and it could be that there's some sort of man-made pond or man-made, it doesn't have to be big, it could be very even small where people do garden ponds, but I'm looking at this bridge, this man-made, like, ornate garden bridge that's there, and actually could be connected to, on the right side, some sort of labyrinth that's around, that doesn't feel connected to the land, but could even be a neighbor with a labyrinth, or that it seems like a natural rat labyrinth within the woods. And so, yes, it's a great. Did you already look at something?
Is it Lake Forest Park? There's an area of Seattle. It's called Lake Forest Park. Is that kind of?
Yes, I was just gonna. Yep, I definitely got that because I don't know anything about Seattle. So yeah, I heard ding, 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 and that's my thing. Of yes, hit the nail on the head. Very bad with Joker. I just read energy of things, and that's again right up your alley. And just the energy of it, why I could tell you love it, because your whole energy turned into like these rainbow patterns, even when you just said the word. So I definitely would be looking in that place. And there's something that's very significant when you look at the place to go into, because I'm seeing, actually, it looks like Irish symbols. So it could be somebody that has some sort of Irish name or some sort of lucky charms or some sort of lucky you know how some people put different ornate things out? Like in my garden, I have this Irish prayer that's for the home and stuff like that. So it's something along those lines that are there. And that is then. But actually, it's interesting because I see this pot of gold coming in. So as you go there and move down, all of a sudden you're going to find money coming in more easier for you. And it's, I don't see a literal pot of gold underneath the tree with a little leprechaun, but it seems like it's a real opportunity time for golden opportunities in every aspect of your life, but money in particular is interesting. And so I definitely look in the Forest Lake area, and you're doing the greatest thing, Angel, is that you're saying, you know what, and it's not judging the people. You're just saying this is a toxic situation, and I'm not going to be staying here because I'm worth more. And so bottom line, you're feeding your second chakra, and that's all about money, career, birthing yourself, birthing center, opportunities, and so you're feeding that yourself energetically, which then allows our root chakra to deliver things, to make things happen, for us to manifest faster. And as I was saying earlier to Michelle, that we are manifesting faster. People are noticing it. It's part of our purging, our cleansing, our rebalancing. People are noticing cause and effect faster and faster. And that's wonderful when we experience it in a positive way, when we put something out there and it comes right back to us positively. But when it shakes people up when it's everything seems to go wrong and it keeps on like a domino effect. But I'm watching you working with the laws of attraction in a very positive way. And so there seems to be a real expansion period. I'm also seeing a whole bunch of 777s over your head, and then I'm watching this number of master numbers coming around. So it's a real like sense of graduation, stepping into mastery, and that mastery number is really like learning from our past, learning from our history, and being able to step more into the now with a sense of fullness, wholeness, holiness, and then it allows us to be much more present. When we're present, it allows us to be much more grounded. When we're grounded, it's the key to manifest anything in our life, down from homes, down from relationships to jobs, money to career, for health, everything. It's all about the grounding part. So you're entering this real expansion period that's going to go for the next 12 years. It's like, especially from now to December, I'm just watching this whole green field coming up, and there's all these flowers coming up. Then when I see the symbol of Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, when she has her shoes and she taps it and she's like, there's no place like home. That's one of my symbols there. When we contain and ground our energy fields, and our energy field is clean and clear and grounded, or for the most part it is, we all could have our bad hair days, energetic hair days, what I call them, that we really realize that our we are wherever we are in this. When we feel that support from Mother, Father, God, whatever that means to us, and really feel that rhythm and that support, it allows us to be much more present, and then we look at life differently. It's literally being in this world and not of it, and then we can create heaven on earth now and go see beyond the illusions of chaos and separation. And so I'm watching you really entering in that period, and that's really good, and you're going to bring that energy with you, and you're going to act like a tuning fork to other people. They're going to feel it, see it, and sense it, because a lot of people aren't seeing heaven on earth right now.
Yes, that's absolutely accurate. Lake Forest Park for me is just, even I was there yesterday, they have a farmer's market, and just the energy, I literally will go up to trees and just lean up against them, and the people are fantastic there. So there's something that energetically resonates with me there.
Absolutely. When your whole energy turned into rainbow colors when you said the name, that's a real good sign. So that's really good.
Quick question. I'm wondering about my mom. My mom, her name's Adriana, and I'm wondering if she's going to help speed this process up for me. She's crossed over.
Yep.
And yesterday was exceptionally hard for me. Mother's Day.
Well, she's the one that was handing you the master numbers and the 777. So part of 777, when I see that, she's recognizing a gold, the old soul that you are. She's also putting like this symbolic tiara, silver tiara around your head, and that's my sign of entitlement, meaning that you're taking your natural entitlement, our divine inheritance that we all have, that we're entitled to have happiness glow, abundance flow in our life, because we all are part of God's source creator. And so the more we take that and embody that energy instead of have it as some sort of concept or a belief or a hope, and we embody that energy, the more we step into, again, that master symbol. So she definitely is helping. She's the one that's given you the master number. So when you look and see 10-10, 11-11, 12-12, or the 7-7, that's a high five from her. It's a, hey, I'm around, and continue the good work. And so that's good.
We're here. Well, thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep up the good work, my friend.
I really appreciate the work that you do. And
well, thank you.
Thank you. We need more people like you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep up the good work. And we're listening, I got like you, you listen to Carrie O'Connor Show, and be back after this short few messages. Be short.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you use herbs and natural remedies? Do you search out holistic care alternatives? Or are you just looking for a different approach to dealing with health issues? We invite you then to learn about doTERRA essential oils. They are 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs and can safely be taken internally. doTERRA represents the most effective, safest, purest essential oils today. Call us to get a free sample. 206-552-8222. That's 206-552-8222.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Well, Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines. And speaking of those phone lines that, Benny, you're doing so well with today, why don't we go to those?
All right, will do, and thank you so much. And we will now take Melissa. She's calling in from Seattle, and she has a relationship question. Should she stay or should she go? I don't know. Seems like a hot topic. Melissa, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you. I'm actually engaged to someone, and we're in the process of moving our household together. However, he does have an ex-wife, and he does have a small child. And it feels like that they are always making some excuse to be disruptive to our lives, and he lets it. And I don't know if I should take this next step forward.
Well, when I'm looking, Melissa, his wife and his ex-wife and his child is like right next to the child. We don't want him to put her over, or the child over to the left side, but the ex-wife is still on the right side of his energy field. So that means to me that he energetically, it's like the child and the wife go together. It's like their energy is like they're almost like energetically holding hands, where he energetically, the way I read energy, we want to put our exes over into the left side of our energy field, which means past experience, and even like get them out of our energy field symbolically, because we can't be disconnected, especially when we have children. But so it's, you're getting a warning, a big warning. And actually, does he blow it off when you try to bring stuff up, or try to like just kind of shoo your way, or say that you don't understand because you don't have children, or what's the deal with that? Because I'm kind of giving you a hand, like blowing off. This is what I'm hearing. Blown off or not, this is what your energy body's showing me. He doesn't, like, listen or totally really hear to how much this is bothering you, down to the point of you're thinking, I don't know if I can do this. And I'm also seeing there's a part of his energy field that he's got a great big hook in his second chakra, and when I follow the two back, it goes back to the wife and the kid. And so you're feeling that hook is the biggest thing, Melissa, and as long as he has that great big hook in there, and that they could hook him in, pull him in, fish him in, you know, with anything. He hasn't disconnected from the wife, and she's got the hook in, and she dangles the kid over her, right? And she also uses that child to be able to have your husband to or fiance to jump, you know. So it's like they didn't energetically, when we get divorced, it's like energetic surgery or micro tubes are still connected, and especially when we have children, there's always going to be that connection. But there's literally sometimes we don't disconnect, or that they are spouses, and are we all know each other's hot buttons, and sometimes we go to those buttons, our vulnerable spots, and our spots that we shouldn't do it to, shouldn't go to, because we know that they're vulnerable. So the biggest thing, and I'm just looking at your fiance, it looks like he's like thinks this is the way it has to be. Like he doesn't understand that those boundaries are healthy, and especially when there's a relationship that's broken up. How long have they been separated or divorced?
I want to say this time about 9 months to a year.
All right. So I was hearing a year and a half. And so with a divorce and everything, has it been like a year and a half since they started the whole thing?
The divorce, yeah. Well, the divorce is not final, actually, until next week.
Okay. All right. Well, that's why I'm seeing this so much, because energetically, there's still like a pattern that she's still got the great big old hook in, right? And so they could have been, I'm looking at them trying to separate the last year and a half. We don't get divorced overnight, you know what I mean? So we start separating each other for the last, over the last year and a half, they started to try to, separate each other, do the energetic surgery I was talking about, but that hook is still alive, it's still real, it's still very much connected into, again, his second chakra. And second chakra is all about relationships, one-on-one relationships, starting a new relationship. And so that's, again, what you're feeling. How old is his child?
Six.
Okay, because there's something about that child that when the child was 4 years old, and that, again, could be feel when he was feeling guilty, because he keeps on seeing the child as 4 years old or, like, as a baby, or doesn't. It brings out his four-year-old child. So I'd go back to what was going on with his father when he was four, because there's definitely a crack in his foundation. Your fiancé is, and he doesn't want to repeat patterns, and he's trying to juggle too much. And so bottom line, Melissa, when it comes down to it, to talk to him about it, being able to really use your voice and say, hey, it's not like a jealousy thing. This is like a real energetic thing going on. Talk to him the way that he could understand, but he's got to create new boundaries with his wife, and that especially with the divorce coming up, and speak a language that he'll understand and see how he reacts then, okay?
You gonna get it?
Yes. Well, that's what you got to talk to him in his language, and you'll know really soon whether he's going to get it or not.